Module 2. Life and Living. Unit 2A, Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 3, page 26.
Live in space. How would you like to live 360 kilometers above the Earth, flying at almost 30,000 kilometers an hour through dark, airless space? Well, that's exactly how the astronauts working on the giant International Space Station, ISS, live. Cool, you might say. Well, maybe. Let's take a look at what it's really like to live in space. Living in zero gravity means doing lots of things differently. First of all, you can forget about having a nice hot shower in the morning, as the water droplets would simply float away. Astronauts have to use a vacuum hose to wash with. Also, when muscles don't have to work against gravity, as they do here on Earth, they go soft. So the residents of the ISS actually spend 2 hours a day working out on exercise bikes and rowing machines. There's no escape from household chores on the ISS. As dangerous bacteria grow quickly in zero gravity, the astronauts clean the whole station every day, which is about the size of a football pitch. Also, the lack of gravity makes the simplest things in life seem quite weird. Take eating, for example. To stop their meals floating away, astronauts have to post food packages into a special tray and then strap the tray to their legs. At least there's no washing up to do, though. The astronauts simply put their dirty dishes and rubbish into plastic bags and send them back to Earth. When it comes to sleeping, there's no need for a bedroom. The astronauts could sleep anywhere, but they can't risk bumping into any computer controls, so they strap themselves into a sleeping bag on the wall. It's a truly relaxing experience, as nothing presses against the skin. It's important to cover your eyes, however, to block out the light of the sun, as the sun rises and sets every 45 minutes when you are orbiting the Earth. So, when astronauts aren't doing experiments or chores or repairing equipment, do they get any free time? Well, a little. They often send emails back home, read books, or watch movies. But most of all, they like to stare out of the window and take pictures of their real home, Earth.